On a day when our nation celebrates Dr. Martin Luther King Day, we remember his work on behalf of his people in the matter of freedom and equality. And on this day, we hear words from St. Augustine that speak to how you use your gifts to be pleasing to God. St. Augustine, you will remember, lived from 354 to 430. He grew up in a pagan setting, following those teachings until he encountered sermons of Ambrose and came to a saving faith, becoming eventually presbyter, then bishop in Hippo. We read from his City of God. This is true sacrifice. Every work that unites us in holy fellowship to God, performed for his supreme good. For he alone can bless us in the end. Therefore, even our merciful acts aren't sacrifices if they aren't done for God's sake. For sacrifice is a divine thing, even though we make or offer it. Those who have vowed themselves to God and are consecrated in his name are sacrifices, in that they die to the world in order to live for God. Encouraging us to make the sacrifice, the apostle says, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service." When the soul uses the body as a servant or instrument, it is a sacrifice, if used rightly for God. But the soul itself becomes much more of a sacrifice when it offers itself to God. It is inflamed by the fire of his love in order that it can receive his beauty, become pleasing to him, lose the shape of earthly desires, and be remolded into permanent loveliness.